WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here live from Unitigo as it is the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament as we have 4-seed Unitigo hosting 5-seed Union Springs. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So, Coach, set for a good one here, a 4-5 matchup. We kind of singled this one out in the bracket because two teams that have had very good seasons the last couple of years. We're set to see a good one here tonight, I think.
Yeah, two very solid basketball teams and two very good coaches. Not only are they the 4-5 seed in the Class C bracket here in Section 4, but Union Springs comes in as the number 12th ranked team in New York State in Class C, and Unitigo comes in as 17th. So we have a really nice matchup here tonight in a sectional girls basketball game.
This Union Springs team won Section 4 Class C a year ago, and then made it all the way to the state semifinals before falling there. So this is a team that has some experience. They lost a lot of players from that team last year, but certainly a program that knows how to get wins. So we'll break that all down when we come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Unitigo girls in sectionals hosting Union Springs. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU, and it's the Butler Auto pregame show here today. Coach, in your research, we found some very interesting stats about this Unitigo team, who we've seen a lot this year.
Yeah, they come in with a record of 15-6. As we said, they're number 4 seed in the section. I was just compiling their wins and losses, and I kind of kept seeing a familiar theme. If Unitigo scores 42 points, they're 15-0. If they don't score 42 points, they're 0-6.
How about that?
So I just thought that was very interesting stat.
Yeah, so the magic number today is 42. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting today because you never know with Unitigo. They are a team that sometimes this year I've seen really fill it up, and other nights they have been cold. They went a little cold in that MAC championship game that we did a week ago, Saturday, against the Green Trojans. Congratulations again to Green. They play tonight as well against Marathon. So a long break here for Unitigo. They had the first round bye. How do you think that plays into this?
Well, I think it'll play into it a little bit, maybe early, but once you get going up and down a couple times, you kind of forget about the fact that it's been a while since you've played. Also, you know, both schools are probably on break, I would assume. So it's been probably a long week of practice. I'm sure maybe Coach Z gave him a day or two off. Another thing that was interesting I found in my research was in the six losses when they didn't score the 42 points, their defense was still very, very good. They only allowed 39.8 points per game. So it's not their defense that was a problem in those losses. It's been finding a way to get that ball in the basket.
One thing that I found interesting is Union Springs is known as a team that can certainly fill it up, but in their first round game, they hosted 12 seed Groton. They only won 39-27, a low scoring affair, but again, they're a team that can turn it up on defense as well.
Yeah, in my research of what I could find on Union Springs, every game I seemed to see that they had played, it looked like they had two or three girls in double figures. So it seems like they're a very well-rounded team. I would imagine that some of the players got some playing time and experience last year on the team that lost in the state semifinals.
They did have five seniors last year that graduated from that team. Several are playing college basketball, and one, Kaylee Callett, is playing Division I basketball, though she did tear her ACL early in the season. I believe it was the first or second game of the year. She's at Loyola, so... Tough, a bunch of local kids that we've followed over the last couple of years that are playing college basketball, including the Callett girl and Lacey Drake, both tore their ACLs in like the first game of the season. So you hate to see that, but I know they're both on the road to recovery, so that is great to hear. But yeah, this Union Springs team was dominant a year ago. So these two teams know each other well, but this year things look a little different. I expect a low-scoring, tight battle the whole way.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Both teams have some size. Both teams... have some solid guard play, so should be an interesting contest and excited to see what happens.
Fans continuing to pour in here for this second round contest. The winner will move on to TC3, which is the site of the Section 4 Class C semifinals, and then the championship game will also be played at TC3. The winner of this game will play the winner of 1-seed Watkins Glen and 9-seed Bainbridge Guilford. Coach Conway and the Bobcats heading out there tonight to take on Watkins Glen. The other half of the bracket has 3-seed Moravia hosting 6-seed Delhi tonight, and 2-seed Green hosting 7-seed Marathon. So, you know, this bracket is a mix still of IAC and MAC teams, and a lot of interesting matchups tonight. We'll try to keep an eye on all of that. I know Rich Turnbull is going to be one of our stringers again tonight, watching a bunch of different games to pass along some scores. So hopefully we'll have some of that Watkins Glen and BG updates here tonight as well. So a lot of other games going on locally. I know the Oneonta girls have already tipped off. They had a 5 o'clock tip-off in the Class B bracket down at Sus Valley, so we'll keep an eye on that. Some Class D games tonight that also I know a lot of my listeners are interested in. The Charlotte Valley girls are at top seed Edmiston Morris. Skenevis is hosting Richfield Springs ODY in a rematch there of a Tri-Valley League semifinals. South Courtright is hosting Worcester, and Stanford Jefferson is at Cherry Valley Springfield tonight. So hopefully by the end of the night, we'll have everything for you there. We definitely will have it on natelull.com later tonight for you as well. All right, we're going to pause for the starting lineups as well as the national anthem. If you're on the road coming here, you better hurry. There's not many seats left for this second round game in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Unitigo hosting Union Springs tonight. It's all here on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Union Springs girls visiting Unitico here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Starting lineup for the Union Springs Wolves, the 5-seed head coach Andy Callett. They start with senior number 2, Lily Kassler, a sophomore number 20, Madison Callett, a sophomore number 21, Allie Parker, a junior number 22, Ainsley Biter, and a sophomore number 33, Jennifer Dom. On the other side for Unitico and Bob Z, they are the 4-seed. They will start with Bailey McCoy, number 2. She is a senior. Madison Bertzel, number 10, a junior. Harley Bertzel, a freshman, number 9. And they will also start, of course, with Caitlin Henn, the senior, number 20. And, of course, Lizzie Kraft, the junior, number 22. Unitico is in the white uniforms with the green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Union Springs in the sharp black uniforms with the white and the purple trim. I always like their color scheme. And the Wolves will come out here for the opening tip. They will go left to right, and Unitico right to left. And this is the matchup a lot of teams have been waiting for. Always fun when you see the MAC against the IAC. Lizzie Kraft will jump it up here for Unitico, and Jennifer Dom will have it for Union Springs. We'll try to keep you updated on the out-of-town scores, and thanks as well for joining us on WCDOsports.com. The magic number today is 42 here for Unitico. We'll see if they can get there. Opening tip goes out of bounds and will go to Union Springs. So the Wolves will have the ball. It kind of got deflected over towards their bench, and here we go. It's win or go home here in the sectional tournament. Wolves have it on the left side of the floor now. Looking to set up early with Kassler. Top of the key now for Biter. Inside, low post, right low block. They swing it all the way to the far side. Kassler for three. It's too strong. And a rebound for Bailey McCoy.
Good opening possession for the Spartans in their patented 2-3 zone.
Here's Bailey to the right side. Finds Madison Bertzel. And now to Harley. Harley Bertzel back up near midcourt. Looking for options. Finds Bailey McCoy on the right side. Little jab step for Bailey. Comes off the screen. Goes to Lizzie Kraft. And now to Harley Bertzel, left side. Wants to take it in and is blocked out of there by Dom. And the Wolves come away with the ball. Good clean block. Back down the floor now for Union Springs. Callett tries to go to the near side. It's intercepted here by Harley Bertzel. Bertzel, left side, now will pump the brakes and pull it out. We're scoreless a minute in. McCoy to the right side. Comes off of a screen by Caitlin Henn. Instead goes to Lizzie Kraft straight away. Right into the breadbasket now of Harley Bertzel as Unitico goes right to left. Harley wants a screen, steps in for a long two. It's too far, and the rebound here to Lily Kassler. Union Springs back down the floor with Callett to the right side in front of the Unitico bench. Swinging it, far side, pumping, pump fake on a three, and a traveling violation here on Ainsley Biter. And back to Unitico as both teams continue to feel each other out.
Yeah, both teams kind of settling in. You know, gotten a couple good shots, both teams, but haven't been able to put the ball in the hoop yet, but still early.
Spartans will walk it back up the floor across midcourt with Harley Bertzel. Right side for Bailey McCoy with 6:20 to go, first quarter. Bailey right side will Whip one back out to Lizzie Kraft. Kraft wants a screen, doesn't use it, instead takes it inside and is blocked. But it is a foul here on Union Springs. Will be on Allie Parker, and Lizzie will head to the line. 6:13 to go, first quarter. Scoreless here between Unitigo and Union Springs. And so Lizzie will step into the line, and her first shot is off the mark and no good. Lizzie averaging right around 18 a game right now. Might be 18 and a half. Can't remember my most recent update. And fires the second one, and that's in and out. Rebound is tracked down by Bailey McCoy. Keeps it alive. Madison Burtzel, a straightaway three. That's too strong. And finally, the Wolves come away with the basketball. Here is Callett in transition. Forces it up. Rolls out of bounds off the miss, but it's no. Finally kept in. Wolves with a three on the far side, and that banks off the side of the rim. Kept alive again by Union Springs. 5:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Wolves have it with Kassler. Into the corner now for Jennifer Dahm. Kicking one back to Callett on the right side for Kassler in the corner. 15 shot clock. Callett, a three is again off the mark. And the rebound for Unitigo. Boy, both teams cold to start this game. There is McCoy to the left side finding Lizzie Kraft. Gets off a screen. Comes back to Harley Burtzel. Little dribble drive for Harley. Tried to force it inside to Lizzie Kraft, and it was off the leg of a defender, and the Wolves come away with it. They find Callett on the left side. Up off the glass, no, but she's fouled. With 5:13 to go in the first quarter, she'll head to the line. We're still scoreless.
I think Coach Z talking to Lizzie on that little set they had there. It looked like she had an open lane and a little ball screen, but she kicked it off and then tried to play pick and roll. I think he wants her to take it strong to the rim.
So this will be Madison Callett to the line for Union Springs, and the shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Both sides struggling to find the rhythm here in the early going with 5:13 to go in this first frame. And so Madison will settle in. And her second shot is good. So Madison now gets Union Springs on the board for the first time here tonight. And a 1-0 lead. Sounds more like a soccer score here early on for Union Springs over Unitigo. Lizzie Kraft off a screen. It was deflected away, but she got it back. Finds Bailey McCoy at the top of the key. Now for Harley Burtzel, right side. Comes off a screen. Now to Lizzie. Into the paint. Steps through. Left-handed finish there for Lizzie Kraft.
That's what Coach C was talking to her about. He wants her to go hard to the rim.
Unitigo takes a 2-1 lead over Union Springs. To the right side, Madison Callett. Madison thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. They reverse far side. Now finding Biter. Pass down low for Jenny Dahm, and it was blocked there by Lizzie Kraft. Kraft looking to hustle down the left side of the floor. Stops at about 10 feet, pulls it back out, and Unitigo will reset with 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Spartans have it with Bailey McCoy. McCoy, the point guard here, gets down low, finds Henn, and now to Madison Burtzel. To Lizzie Kraft on the right side. Kraft steps back, a long two. Foot was on the line, off the back of the rim as the shot clock was winding down. Rebound for the Wolves. Here is Callett in transition. And we'll pull it back out. Reset here for the Wolves. They swing far side for Kassler. As the Wolves and the black with the purple and white trim go left to right. Three straight away here for Union Springs. Bounces off the rim and up over the backboard and out of play.
I think we're going to have a 30-second timeout here by the Wolves.
Timeout with our score 2-1. It's low scoring. Unitigo on top with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. You heard it right. Unitigo 2, Union Springs 1 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Unitigo girls leading 2-1. Kraft with a turnaround in the paint, and she hits it. That's what they need. And Lizzie now has 4 points, and Unitigo leads 4-1. Back down the floor now for the Wolves to the right side. Almost stripped away there by Madison Bertzel. Her defense is always so good. They go to Dom in the high post. And they throw it away. Dom went to the far side, and Biter tried to throw it back over the top of the defense and into the Unitigo bench. 3:12 to go, first quarter, 4-0 lead for Unitigo over Union Springs. Unitigo with the ball. Here's Harley Bertzel at midcourt. Goes left side for Lizzie Kraft. Kraft inside, up off the glass, and the kiss is good there for Lizzie, and they lead 6-1. Wolves have it in the backcourt now, looking to find their rhythm after a long bus ride. Union Springs about 2.5 hours away. They break the press and find Dom for the left-handed layup, and that'll help.
Really nice pass there by Kassler.
Makes it 6-3, Unitigo on top. Lizzie tries to take it inside, and Dom this time is able to block it. It goes out of bounds and back to Union Springs. 2:38 to go, first quarter. Unitigo girls leading 6-3 over Union Springs. Now a steal set up by Lizzie at midcourt. They go to Bailey McCoy. And here is Kraft in the corner. Feeds one through for McCoy. Stops down low. Has it knocked out of her hands. Both teams scrambling for it. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Unitigo. Looked like Unitigo was maybe going to get an easy two out of that, but good hustle back on defense by the Wolves. Unitigo gets it in. They go to Harley in the corner, fading away there. The shot's off the mark, and Unitigo can't get the rebound. Here comes Union Springs. Down the floor to the left wing side as they go left to right. Kassler back to Callett. Union Springs looking to try to pick apart this defense here. Callett to the far side. Into the right corner. They go to the high post for Dom. A pull-up jumper for her is good.
Really good offensive execution there for the Wolves. The ball went side to side, got to the high post. Then it went back out to the corner, and they got it inside.
Yeah, very good patience there by Union Springs. Unitigo leading 6-5. Here's Bertzel with a strong take, and she's fouled at the left low block. And Harley Bertzel will step to the line here with 1:47 to go in this first quarter. Still a one-point game. Low scoring, as expected. And it seems like the matchup of Lizzie Kraft for Unitigo against Jennifer Dom from Union Springs could be very fun here throughout this contest to watch. Here is Harley at the line, and her first shot is good. Second shot coming for Harley Bertzel, the freshman who has played some big minutes, a second-team MAC All-Star. Settles in, and this shot is good. So Unitigo now leads 8-5 with 1:47 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Also on our new frequency, 92.3 over in the Norwich area. Callett to the left side for Union Springs. They pick it up, go to Kassler straight away. Kassler back to Callett. Union Springs being very patient, trailing by three, 8-5, with a minute 25 to go first quarter. Here's Dom. Back to Callett, five on the shot clock. Callett gets a screen and pull-up jumper from the left elbow. No, Harley Bertzel with a rebound for Unitigo. Bertzel ahead. Harley finds Madison Bertzel. Now to Lizzie Kraft. Steps through and scores. No, it's going to roll in. Yes. Boy, that thing hung on the rim forever there, Coach.
Yeah, really nice move. She split the defenders and got to the rim.
Thought it was going to go in. Then I didn't. Then it finally did. Unitigo leads 10-5. We're under a minute to go first quarter. 50 seconds to be exact. Here's Madison Callett. Feeding one for Dom, and it's blocked. Out of bounds. They're going to stay with Union Springs, and the faithful around us here in the stands are not pleased with that call.
I would agree. It was off the Union Springs player, but the referee saw it a different way, so that's the way we're going to go with it.
Union Springs will get it in. They find Dom. A pull-up jumper is partially blocked by Lizzie Kraft, and then a rebound and a jump ball situation is going to give the ball with the arrow back to Unitigo. As Raylan Parks has checked in, as well as Reagan or Avery James. 45 seconds left. Unitigo with some fresh bodies out there. Passing one down low. A great pass. They find Lizzie, and she's blocked at the left low block with 37 seconds to go first quarter. And this is going to send Lizzie back to the line. And Union Springs looking like they just lost Lizzie there in a little miscommunication.
Yeah, really nice entry pass, though, by Parks for Unitigo.
Sparks. Excuse me, Kraft to the line here. Cannot get that to go. Second one coming. Kraft's second shot is in. So 9 now here for Lizzie Kraft in the opening quarter with 35 seconds to go. She has 9 of their 11. 30 seconds left. Union Springs with the ball. And to the high post. Now back out, Madison Callett. Straight away 3 off the right side of the rim. They can't track it down in the corner. Oh, they finally did with 18 left. Kassler, a pull-up jumper. That's off the back of the glass. Excuse me, the far side of the glass. And then rebounded by Unitigo. Ahead now for Lizzie. Kraft feeds one over for her teammate there, Parks. And that's off the mark. And then we got a jump ball on the right low block. Starting to get hectic in here with 4 seconds left. First quarter. Unitigo leading 11-5. Can Union Springs get a shot off? Down to 2 seconds. A half-court heave for Callett is off the mark. First quarter in the books. It's Unitigo 11, Union Springs 5. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here in Unitigo, the Section 4 Class C second round of the girls basketball tournament. Unitigo leads 11-5. Nate Lull with Greg Bonskowski. Coach, your thoughts after seeing the first 8 minutes here?
Well, it was not the best quarter of basketball. Both teams are playing exceptionally hard. I think Union Springs did a nice job of handling Unitigo's press, and they did a good job executing on offense, just weren't able to find baskets. Union Springs has to have an answer for Lizzie Kraft, though. 9 of the 11 points in the first quarter for the Spartans.
Unitigo with the ball, going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. Spartans have it. They go to James on the left side. They're trying to get it down low to Lizzie, but been a lot of double team down there. A straightaway 3 instead for Harley Burtzel. No, guess who got the rebound? It's Lizzie, and she scores. 11 now for Lizzie Kraft of Unitigo's 13 as they lead 13-5 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Union Springs with the ball, going left to right. Wolves have it, bounce pass far side for Dom. Jenny Dom now feeding it up top here for Gabby Scholes. A pass to the interior is tipped out by Unitigo, and it'll stay with Union Springs, and they're just struggling to score right now here on the road.
Yeah, they've gotten some good shots, and they've been very patient on offense, just haven't been able to put the ball in the basket.
Wolves have it, again going left to right. They find Callett on the right side. Pump fakes, pulls one back out, flips it over to the far side. Ball tipped out of bounds, going to Unitigo as Harley Burtzel got her hand on it. Then it went off of Kassler's leg. Just under 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Glad to have you along on WCDO for some Friday night basketball. We'll have the boys action tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about that later as all our teams continuing to move on in the sectional tournament. Bailey McCoy with a shot in the corner. It's blocked by Jenny Dom, and then a foul on McCoy as she reached in to try to steal it back.
And interesting there, Union Springs has changed their defense here to start the second quarter. They are now in a 2-3 zone instead of the man-to-man. Trying to clog up the middle and not allow Lizzie to have free rein in there.
I was going to say, what do you think the reasoning is behind that there, Coach? Just to make sure you give her, have many multiple angles on her?
There's multiple angles, multiple defenders, and maybe limit her offensive rebound opportunities.
Kraft tries to go coast to coast here, missed the layup, and then it rolled out of bounds. It's going back to Union Springs. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 13-5. Union Springs trying to find their way here after a long bus ride today. No, they did stop and have lunch. A lot of teams try to break up the trip. But sometimes it's hard to get over those bus legs as they throw the ball out of bounds here. And it's been frustrating for Coach Callett and his team here in the first half. Union Springs again going to the bench, trying to find the right combination. As McKenna Pantiliano checks in now here for Union Springs off the bench. Spartans have the ball. They go to the left side for Bailey McCoy. A pass down low here for Caitlin Henn. She threw it away. And Union Springs has it. Here's Kassler in transition with 5:50 to go, second quarter. And a pass to the interior now for Dom. Feeds one back to the far side through the hands there of Pantiliano, who just checked in, and it's going to go back to Unitigo.
Union Springs has done a good job here when they switched to this zone. They got a couple stops on defense, but haven't been able to capitalize at the other end of the floor.
5:45 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 13-5. Here's Harley Burtzel for three from the left side. It goes in and out. Rebound for the Wolves. And ahead now for Madison Callett. Into the paint. Good step through. Oh, she just can't finish. Dom with a rebound. Rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with Union Springs. Boy, they did everything there, but they just couldn't finish.
Everything but the 2 points on the board.
Great step-through move. It just came up a little short. With 5.5 to go in the second quarter, it is Unitigo 13, Union Springs 5. Wolves will look to get it in, and they do. Kassler for three, right side. That's too strong. Rebound, Lizzie Kraft. Outlet pass, Harley Burtzel. Burtzel in transition. Ahead now for Parks, who scores. And Raylan Parks, the freshman call-up, gets that bucket in transition. And it's 15-5. She just checked back into the game. Biggest lead of the contest right now for Unitigo. They go to Dom on the left low block. Tried to feed it through, and Burtzel was right there for the steal. Harley down the right side. Pull it back out. Directing traffic here for the Spartans. Avery James finds McCoy left side in front of the Union Springs bench. They try to go inside here for Lizzie. Gets knocked away. McCoy was able to gather it up. Finds Burtzel for three. Right side. That's short. James with a rebound. No. Lizzie says, I got it, and puts it in. 13 now for Lizzie. Timeout is taken here by Coach Callett of Union Springs. Unitigo leads 17-5 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Coach is going to give us a little out-of-town scoreboard look here as we get back underway.
So Newark Valley's ahead 17-15 over Sydney at the end of the first. Worcester ahead 13-9 over South Courtright. And Green ahead 13-6 over Marathon. All those scores are at the end of the first quarter.
Thank you, Coach. We'll try to get some other updates for you as Union Springs just missed a shot as we got back into it here. And Unitigo will get the ball back.
Union Springs going to a 2-2-1 press here to try to change the tempo of the game.
Unitigo breaks the pressure. They find Parks, who missed the layup on the left low block. And here comes Callett back down the floor now for Union Springs. Callett with a good take through, and she scores.
Yeah, really nice drive. She had a little contact there but was able to finish.
And can Union Springs find a way to get this going here on the road after a slow start against Unitigo? To the far side now for Harley Burtzel. Unitigo directing traffic with Madison. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. They find Harley Burtzel. Wide open three, left side splash for Harley Burtzel. She was happy to see that one go through. She's got 5 points. And it's 20-7. Unitego leading. Chance of defense from the student section and a traveling violation on Union Springs right around midcourt. And Coach Callett is still trying to find the five that he wants to use that could settle in here. Coach, are you of the philosophy of you try to let a group that's out there have a little time, or do you try to go to the bench and just say, okay, we got to do something here?
It depends on the situation and the circumstances in the game. In this game, I think you're searching to find that five that has a good, presence out there and plays well at both ends of the floor.
McCoy to the high post, gets it back, tries to go to Lizzie in the right corner with 10 on the shot clock. Back to McCoy, steps in, didn't pull the trigger on a three. They reverse it far side to Park. Park's down low. Now for Lizzie inside, her jumper near the shot clock buzzer was a little short, and a rebound for the Wolves. Unitego girls leading 20-7 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter here against Union Springs. Second round of the Class C Section 4 girls basketball tournament. Dom with a jumper, no. Lizzie Kraft the rebound. And she's done an excellent job. Unitego has as a team in rebounding the ball.
Yeah, especially at the defensive end. Union Springs gets one shot and that's it.
Dom ahead for Callett, and she couldn't save it from going out of bounds. And Union Springs just can't catch a break here. I think they're trying to hit the gas and go and try to get some easy ones, but nothing has been easy. Unitego with the basketball. They go to McCoy, zips one down the left side of the floor. Finding Raylan Parks for Harley Burtzel. Unitego being very patient. They find Madison Burtzel. A three is blocked. Lizzie Kraft is there to scoop up the loose ball. They go far side. Harley Burtzel. Three for her is good. Harley Burtzel from downtown. That's her second three. She's got 8 points. And it's 23-7 with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. Wolves have it. They'll pull it back out. In desperate need of a bucket here late in the second quarter. Madison Callett looking for options. Trying to direct some traffic. Has it at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Wolves trying to get a shot off. And they do in the corner. It's well short. And Lizzie is right there. And I'm amazed at how many times she's had wide open chances at rebounds. Ahead for Raylan Parks. And her shot won't go. And the Wolves with a rebound. Back down the right side. Wolves to the inside. Union Springs, a shot there, won't go. They get the rebound, and they'll kick it back up to Callett. Had her pocket picked. Ball will roll to the far side and saved here by Schwartig. And then she gets tied up, and the jump ball is going to keep it here with U.S. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitego girls leading 23-7 over Union Springs. Madison Burtzel to the bench getting a well-deserved breather.
Yeah, Union Springs is in dire need of a positive possession here. Points or a foul.
Madison Callett gets stripped, and Unitego comes away. Ahead now for Harley Burtzel. Trying to feed it to Raylan Parks. Puts it up and is fouled with a minute to go in the second quarter. And Parks will head to the line. 59 seconds left here, second quarter. Union Springs bringing in a complete new five here. Coach Callett's willing to try anything right now.
The old North Carolina blue and the white team substitution there.
What was our score on that green game again? I've had several people ask me to repeat.
13-6 over Marathon at the end of the first quarter.
I know a lot of people are paying attention to that green team. 18-1, MAC champions, as Parks misses the first shot here. It was tempting. I thought about going there today, too. A lot of good games that we could put on the radio. We'll try to get you an update at halftime there as well. Park's second shot. That won't go. Rebound is loose. Tracked down here by Union Springs. And they'll bring it down the right side of the floor here. Again, a complete new five after that last foul shot. Chloe Wild will send it to the interior. Kicking it back out. A jumper from the right elbow is off the mark. Rebound here for the Wolves. They'll pull it down with Scholes. She got tied up. Ball is loose. Finally, Bailey McCoy comes out of the fray with the basketball with 30 seconds left, second quarter. And McCoy can't get to the hoop before we get a timeout. So 31 seconds left. Unitego calls a timeout here, second quarter. Spartans leading 23-7 over Union Springs. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, 31 seconds left here in the second quarter in a first half that has been owned by the Unitego Spartans as Unitego leads Union Springs 23-7. Here's Bailey McCoy for Avery James. Now for Lizzie Kraft. Kraft right side, great pass over to Parks, who puts it up and in. And Raylan Parks, 4 points, the freshman off the bench, getting it done here. 25-7 now our score. Unitego in control. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves.
That was really good execution by the Spartans there out of the timeout. And even a great pass by Lizzie Kraft to find her teammate there for an open layup.
Union Springs with 4 seconds left. Can they get a shot off here to end the second quarter? No. Another rebound for Lizzie Kraft. And a heck of a first half with Unitego on top 25-7 over Union Springs. Again, a team... lost a lot of seniors, but a team that had a long run last year into the state tournament to the state Final Four. So a good first half statement here for the Unitego Spartans as they lead 25-7. We'll try to get you another update on some of those out-of-town scores during our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up in just a few minutes. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Halftime here at Unitego. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Unitego girls, the 4 seed, leading 5 seed Union Springs 25-7 here at the break. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Before we jump into our scoring summary here, Coach, some out-of-town scores that we can pass along?
Yeah, in the Section 4 Class B girls sectionals, Sus Valley defeats Oneana by a score of 37-27.
That was the 3-versus-6 game today down at Sus Valley.
Newark Valley leads Sydney at the half, 32-26. We still have a score of Worcester 13 over South Courtright 9. The last report we got was at the end of the first quarter. We have a... what was the score of Green? Green is ahead at halftime.
Over Marathon, yep.
And Stanford Jefferson leads Cherry Valley Springfield at the end of the first, 16-12.
So that Green score with Marathon, yeah, 32-9. There in the C bracket. So if we get any other reports, we'll keep passing those along. All right, let's get into our scoring summary here. First for Unitego, really two players doing the bulk of the work. 13 for Lizzie Kraft, 8 for Harley Bertzel. She hit those kind of back-to-back threes. That was huge for Unitego. 4 points for Raylan Parks, the freshman off the bench. On the other side for Union Springs, 4 points for Jenny Dom and 3 for Madison Callett to equal their 7 points. Coach, why has Union Springs struggled so much, to get the looks that they need?
Well, I think they're having a little problem with Unitego's 2-3 zone. Unitego kind of plays that Syracuse-style extended 2-3 zone. The two guards on the top come up above the three-point line. The two wings come up, and it kind of almost looks like a 2-2-1 in the half court, but it's kind of flattened. And early, I thought Union Springs did a really nice job of executing and finding shooters that had an open look from the perimeter, but those shots just didn't go down. Since then, they've tried to, like, kind of force it inside into the post a little bit, and they just have been unfortunate with a few shots that have gone in and out. So I'm sure their coach is in there at halftime saying, hey, girls, we've gotten good looks. We've gotten good shots. We just need to make some, and we'll be right there.
For me, I'm a little surprised by this score. I thought it would be low scoring, but I did think this was going to be a back-and-forth game. But Unitico playing very well. Again, we said they haven't played in a week, but they look sharp, and Lizzie just looks like she's come ready to play today. She's dialed in.
Yeah, they have Union Springs is going to have a real tough time with her in the second half. But, you know, they've also had contributions. You take the 8 points from Bertzel, and you also take the 4 points off the bench. I mean, those are huge. So, I mean, if they don't make those threes and don't have the contribution off the bench, it's a little bit closer game than it is right now. So Unitico certainly played very well in that first half, but that's why you play two halves of basketball.
All right, yeah, a lot of basketball left to be played. Halftime score, Unitico girls leading Union Springs here at Unitico 25-7. That's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll be back with the second half. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Coach is going to have some other scores to pass along here as we're continuing to get things to roll in.
All right, Watkins Glen leads Bainbridge Guilford 18-5 at the half. Edmiston Morris leads Charlotte Valley also at the half by a score of 29-13.
All right, so those are some of the out-of-town scores, as I'm sure those will continue to trickle in, but we're back underway here with the Unitico girls leading 25-7 over Union Springs. Unitico in the white with the green trim, now going left to right. They go back to their starting five. Here is Lizzie Kraft, the pass inside for Caitlin Hinn, and she's fouled at the right low block and will head to the line.
One other update, Worcester leads South Courtright 25-23 at the half.
All right, so Worcester, the sixth seed, taking it to South Courtright here. Tight game there in the Class D bracket. Courtright is the three seed. See if that SK Magic decides to show up today. Caitlin Hinn, shot in and out at the line here. Second one coming. So Hinn will settle back in. Always a key contributor. Down low, rebounds, and she hits the second shot here at the line. So Hinn goes one out of two, and Unitico leads 26-7. Wolves have the basketball in the backcourt, feeding one ahead now for Kassler. Pump fakes, goes back to Callett, steps into the paint, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Callett here as she tried to work her way through the lane. And they just can't seem to catch a break here. In this 4-versus-5 game, Unitico the host against 5-seed Union Springs out of the IAC. Spartans with the ball. They go down low. Harley Burtzel steps through, hits the shot, and is fouled. Burtzel gets that to go, puts her into double figures with 10, and she's got a chance at the three-point play.
Yeah, your comment on the last possession for Union Springs, it just seems like nothing is going their way, and it seems like everything is going Unitigo's way.
Harley Burtzel in and out on the foul shot. There's Lizzie with a rebound. Her shot rattles out. Caitlin Henn gathers up the loose ball and keeps the possession alive here for Unitigo. That's why you fight so hard during the year, Coach, to get those home games, right? I mean, sometimes it really seems to make a difference. And here's Unitigo on their home floor in control right now, 28-7. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Spartans with the ball. Going downhill, Kraft dribbled it off of her own leg out of bounds, and it's going to go to Watkins Glen. Or excuse me, to Union Spring. I'm already thinking about that BG Watkins. Did we pass that score along?
Yep, we did.
Okay. I'm already thinking about some other contests out there and how things are shaping up for some of our MAC teams. It's always a tough ride out there to Watkins Glen.
Just like it's a tough ride here for Union Spring.
That's for sure. Madison Callett to the left side. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint. Goes for Jenny Dom on the baseline. Dom kicks it off. Pull-up jumper here for the Wolves. Finally goes down. They get it to go with Allie Parker. Makes it 28-9 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo across midcourt with Harley Burtzel. Burtzel directing traffic to Madison Burtzel, who runs to the far side. Lizzie Kraft finds Madison there. Comes off of a screen for a long two, and Madison Burtzel hits it.
Yeah, nice ball screen there by Kraft, and Burtzel with a nice shot there. Madison Burtzel just inside the three-point line.
Makes it Unitigo 30, Union Springs 9. And the Wolves will bring it back out. They go far side, intercepted here by Harley Burtzel. Off to the races. Harley in for the left-handed layup. It won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo as it bumped off the shoulder there of Kassler. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow. Coach and I will be out at Charlotte Valley as the Wildcats host the Morris Mustangs in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. That should be a fun one. Here's Bailey McCoy, left side. Gets into the paint. Good downhill take there for Bailey, and she finishes for her first points of the game, and it's 32-9. Unitigo's on top. Madison Callett pulls it out for Union Springs. They pass to the far side, and then the shot is no good, but a foul on Unitigo. And heading to the line here will be Gabby Scholes.
Really nice diagonal pass there by Union Springs.
And Raylan Parks is going to check back in. Caitlin Henn to the bench. Parks 4 points in that first half off the bench. A nice spark for Unitigo. And here is Scholes at the line, and her shot won't go. And the woes continue here for a very good Union Springs team, but it's just not been their afternoon here so far. Second shot coming for Union Springs. Scholes at the line again, too strong. Rebound for Lizzie Kraft of Unitigo, but Dom took it away from her, and the Wolves will keep possession going right to left. Here is Dom in the right corner. Baseball pass across, finds Scholes into the paint, had her pocket picked. Kept alive, though, by Dom, and then she was fouled. Picked up that loose ball and then was fouled right at the right elbow.
And you couldn't be more correct. You know, you play games all year long, and, you know, people wonder why, oh, home court, is it that important? It's a big deal. You want to get that game at your court in sectionals.
Now here's a steal by Bailey McCoy, and the breakaway layup is up and good for Bailey. Makes it 34-9 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo on top.
Getting closer to 42.
The magic number we said during the post or the pregame show was 42. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Coach. 15-0 when they score 42 points.
You are correct.
And 0-6 when they don't. Madison Burtzel to the bench, and Avery James going to check back in for Unitigo. And Unitigo will bring it back down the floor with Bailey McCoy to Harley Burtzel, who's finding her stride today with 10 points. James will zip one to the left side as Unitigo goes left to right. McCoy again in the paint. Pull-up jumper for her. Won't go. Rebound for Parks. She'll work one back out to Kraft. Back to the right side. Harley Burtzel, a good step through. Missed it. Parks is there for a rebound. Lost control of it. Ball on the ground. It's a hot potato, and finally we'll have a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to the Wolves with just about 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
A really nice job by Parks to get Unitico another opportunity there on the offensive end.
We do have a final score for Skenevis and Richfield. It'll be Skenevis 52, Richfield Springs 43. So the Skenevis girls have moved on to the Class D semifinals. That game started at 5 o'clock today. So the Draper Dragons getting it done in the Class D bracket. They will play the winner of Edmiston Morris and Charlotte Valley. Those games will be at SUNY Delhi next week. We'll pass along all that information as soon as we have it. Here's Kassler in the corner. A long two, it won't go. Spartans with a rebound. They'll pass it ahead here for Parks. She gets tied up at the right low block. And a jump ball is going to keep it here with Unitico. Bailey McCoy on the baseline now will...
They're looking to reset the shot clock to 25.
All right, so they got it at 25. Bailey barking out some plays here. She'll look to get it in. Goes to Lizzie, far side. On the baseline, dribbled it off the leg there of a Union Springs player and out of bounds. McCoy to the left of the basket now will look to get it in and does to Lizzie Kraft. To Avery James, back to McCoy. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Dribble drive, back out James straight away into the paint. The floater is good for Avery James. Unitico showing a lot of patience there. They now lead 36-9 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Callett to the left side, directing traffic. Passing to Dom on the interior, and her shot is up and good on the left low block.
That was a very nice post move.
Yeah, Dom has some good moves. I was impressed with her last year as a freshman when we saw her at the state tournament. Looks like she's continued to work on her game. Lizzie Kraft just having a day, though. Passing to the far side for Parks. Now back to Kraft. 10 on the shot clock. They find James. A screen for Lizzie. Now to Bailey McCoy. Steps in for a long two. Bailey straight away. No, rebound for Dom. Dom with an outlet pass. For Madison Callett. Callett in the paint, splits two defenders. Dishes one back out for Kassler. Into the paint again. They find Dom at the high post. Her shot too strong. Gets her own rebound, though. Back out Callett. Left side three. That's too strong. Up off the back of the rim. Hits the cord that comes down from the ceiling, and it's out of play with 2:15 to go in the third. So the Spartans will have it. And again, the shooting woes continue here for Union Springs. Ivy Tice is going to check in for Lizzie Kraft to give her a breather. With, again, 2:15 to go in the third. So a little bit of an infusion of youth out there right now for Unitico. Tice, as well as Parks, both freshmen, will be playing in the low post. McCoy straight away. Dishing to the left side for Gracie Tilt. Now leaving for Avery James. To Ivy Tice on the right side. Almost traveled there. Just dragged the foot. Unitico keeping it alive. Five on the shot clock. James comes off a screen. Passing down low for Parks. Trying to get some room and is fouled with 1 second left. On the shot clock at the right low block there, Coach. Wow. Bailed him out.
Just everything's going Unitigo's way. You know, you talked about, oh, Union Springs had the long bus ride. And, you know, sometimes you just don't feel comfortable in another gym that's not yours and that you don't have a lot of experience playing in. So that's why the games, especially your non-league games and your all your games in the regular season, but you want to play for that home sectional game. So you have the opportunity to have somebody else come to you at this time of year.
It can be intimidating as Parks misses the second point. You take that long bus ride, unfamiliar territory. You've prepped and prepped and prepped for this one game, and sometimes it just kind of unravels on you.
And, I mean, early, if a couple of those good looks that Union Springs got go down, this could be a totally different game because it's all about confidence.
Minute and a half to go in the third. Union Springs with the ball to the right side, stolen away by Avery James. James ahead for Parks, and she just can't finish. Great pass, and the layup just bounced out with a minute 20 to go in the third. Ahead now for Union Springs. trying to make some room, and we got a foul on Unitigo as Allie Parker was taking that to the hoop, and the foul will be on Raylan Parks. Coming up on that magic number of 42 as Unitigo has 36 here with a minute 15 to go in the third. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well. We have our game audio archive there, brought to you by SFCU. Any game that we do, we record it. We have it right there on WCDOsports.com. And the first shot is up and good here for Allie Parker. Parker settling in for her second shot for the Wolves. And that shot is good. Union Springs boys are also here over on the far side of the gym. They actually came today. They're staying overnight in Oneonta, and they play Delhi tomorrow night over at Delaware Academy. So a long trip for Union Springs as well. As here's Bailey McCoy with a shot, putting it up and in. She's got 6 points all here in the second half. Unitigo leads 38-13. Under a minute to go in the third. Back inside for Union Springs. The jumper won't go. Right there for Allie Parker, and a rebound for Unitigo. McCoy to the right side will bring it back out, directing traffic. They go to Raylan Parks. Back to McCoy. Gets a screen into the paint. Tries to dish one down low for Ivy Tice. Too many purple and black bodies in the way, and that one gets intercepted, and then a jump ball is going to keep it with Union Springs. 35 seconds left here in the third. Union Springs will get it back. But they are in a big hole here, down 38-13, as we said. Cross midcourt here for U.S. They'll skip it to the far corner. Working the ball around. Back straight away, a long two here for the Wolves is good. As off the bench, Madison Ward is able to hit that shot, making it 38-15. Coming up on 10 seconds left, third quarter. Here's James across midcourt into the paint. Dishing one down, Ivy Tice, a jumper too strong. And then the rebound for James. Can she get a shot off? Parks at the buzzer. No, just won't go. Three quarters in the books. Unitigo girls lead Union Springs 38-15 here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the final quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and to start the fourth quarter, a layup here rolls off the front of the rim for Unitigo's Caitlin Henn. And back down the floor here for Union Springs. Boy, good look there and a great pass by Lizzie Kraft, but Caitlin Henn just couldn't put it home. And a shot now for Union Springs in the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebound Unitigo. Madison Burtzel, left side of the floor, finds Harley. Harley Burtzel zipping one through the teeth of the defense. It's taken away now by Union Springs. And ahead now for the Wolves, and they threw it away. Coach, do we have more out-of-town score updates?
We do. Cherry Valley Springfield leads Stamford Jefferson 26-23 at the half. And South Courtright has pulled ahead of Worcester 32-31.
We believe that game's about mid-third quarter there between the Rams and the Wolverines. So some close ones in the Class D girls bracket today. Again, if you're looking for boys' scores, all their games are tomorrow. on Saturday. We'll be covering as much as we can there. Pass down low for Lizzie Kraft. Nowhere to go. It was knocked away, and here comes Union Springs, but then taken right back by Madison Bertzel. Dove into a passing lane to try to tip it away, and then gets tied up for the jump ball. We've said it many times. She's a scrappy defender out there for Coach Bob Z.
Yeah, she does a lot of the little things that don't show up in the box score to help her team win.
Union Springs on the baseline to the left of the hoop, looking to get it in, and they do. Had nowhere to go. They go far side corner now. And this one kicked out of bounds. It's going back to Unitigo off the foot there of Gabby Scholes. And so Unitigo will have it. Union Springs throwing everything they can here at the Spartans. A little full court pressure. Trying to chip away. They're going to put some of their starters back into the game here with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Harley Bertzel at midcourt lost control of the basketball. Dives on the floor here. And did we get a foul?
Yep. Foul on number 5, Morgan Jones from Union Springs. Attacking the loose ball there on the floor. She made a little body contact with Bertzel.
6:25 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to have you along. Harley Bertzel with the basketball now to the right side of the floor for Madison Bertzel. Madison off a screen. Unitigo being patient with this lead. They don't have to try to do anything fancy. Ball is on the floor, but then an over and back call as Bertzel was chasing that ball back up near midcourt, stepped over the line. Pretty close. Callett with the basketball now for Union Springs, going right to left, into the corner. A three here for the Wolves. Off the front of the rim, it won't go. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Last touch by Callett, so it'll stay with Unitigo. They'll get it back, I should say. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo girls leading 38-15. Spartans will get it in. They'll walk it down the floor here with Madison Bertzel, getting some pressure from Callett. And Madison threw that ball away. And the Wolves will get it back. Got to give it to this Union Springs team. They're not going to go quietly, and Coach Z wants a timeout. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo 38, Union Springs 15. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here. And Coach, so far, all right, we got 5:50 left. Unitigo's up 38-15, a 4-versus-5 game. What has been the difference so far for Unitigo today, or is it just one of those days, as they say in sports?
I mean, I think it's one of those days for them, and Union Springs certainly has not had their best offensive game, but Unitigo has done a good job of taking care of the ball and getting the ball to the right person in the right spot. So it's kind of a combination of a lot of different factors.
Unitigo with the ball. Madison Bertzel finding Lizzie far side. Now to Bailey McCoy. She gets a screen. And I think we got the moving screen there on Lizzie.
Yep.
I've thought a couple of times today, maybe she got away with a little shuffle. They finally got her there.
Old coaching thing is you keep doing it until the ref calls it. And a lot of people will say, hey, well, you can't call it every time down the court. But she was trying to roll a little too early before the defender had cleared her area.
Unitigo girls leading 38-15 on their home floor. No matter what, this will be the last game they play on their floor this year, as the semifinals will be at TC3. Same with the finals coming up next week. They're trying to hold on to it here with 5 minutes to go against Union Springs. Coach Callett frustrated here for Union Springs as his team trying to show some urgency, trailing on the road here against the Spartans. Here's McCoy in the paint. Take through for Bailey, and she just couldn't get the left-handed layup. Just kind of ran out of real estate there. Back down the floor for Callett. In the paint, pull-up jumper blocked by Lizzie Kraft. Kept alive by Dom. Step out three, and that won't go. And a rebound here for Harley Burtzel. Burtzel in the backcourt, shovels one ahead for Lizzie Kraft. A little shimmy into the paint, and a traveling violation is going to give it back to Union Springs with 4.5 to go. Looking forward to our game tomorrow. Charlotte Valley Boys hosting Morris in the 4-5 game. That'll be a 5 p.m. tip-off over at Charlotte Valley. So we'll do our post, or our pregame show, I should say, probably about 4:45 or so. Looking forward to that. Union Springs with the basketball, again trailing 38-15. It has not been their afternoon here. Back up to the top of the key. They go inside for Dom on the left low block. Pump fakes, puts it up. Partially blocked there by Lizzie Kraft. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Union Springs.
I mean, we knew it was going to be a kind of a low-scoring defensive battle, but, I mean, we're halfway through the fourth quarter here, and the score is the same as it was at the end of the third quarter. So both teams having a little trouble here finding the basket in the fourth quarter.
Union Springs with 5 on the shot clock now as they get it in. A pull-up jumper from the right baseline won't go. Rebound Harley Burtzel. A pass ahead for Raylan Parks through her hands and out of bounds. It's going to go back to Union Springs. And luckily, excuse me, for Unitigo, they haven't scored, but a comfortable lead still for the Spartans here as time continues to tick down. Pass to the left side here for Callett. Gets into the paint, but she traveled. Tough on these long bus rides when things don't go your way. 3:35 to go here, fourth quarter. 38-15 our score, and again, Coach Callett is going to put some of the bench players in. Tough day here for Union Springs, the 5-seed, who beat Groton in the first round on their home floor to get here to Unitigo. And it's certainly looking like it could be Unitigo and Watkins Glen in the semifinals next week, as Watkins Glen still with a large lead the last check I had over Bainbridge Guilford in their second round game. Raylan Parks down low, a great pass from Lizzie, and she finishes. Nice job by Raylan there. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Union Springs working it around, a jumper from the left elbow won't go. Rebound Lizzie Kraft. Lizzie in transition, steps through, puts it off the glass, and good. 15 now for Lizzie.
There's 42.
And there it is. They will improve to 16-0 on the season when scoring 42 points, 0-6 when they don't. A great find by you on NateLull.com.
What us school teachers have to do when there's no school. I got to find something to do today.
I've been impressed. Kassler rips it down. They pass back out. Shot there was partially blocked by Mackenzie McLean. And she'll go to the line here. Now Unitigo is going to send everybody off the bench. Lizzie Kraft will be done for the day along with Harley Burtzel. Madison Burtzel trying to check back in as well. I think she's going to be done. So all the starters will be out. I think it was a good combo today. You were looking up all the stats and our extra stuff. I'm trying to figure out what games have moved time-wise. We had games tomorrow that got moved. That's always a nightmare. So we were able to work on this together today. So here is McLean at the line for the Wolves. Her first shot is short. With 2:38 left and Unitigo on top 42-15, as it looks like they're going to punch their tickets to the semifinals. Second shot for Union Springs. Mackenzie McLean will not go down. Rebound at Unitigo as they'll walk it down with 2.5 left to go. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show coming up. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game as Unitigo will dribble it out of bounds. There's some extra players getting a chance here today as Dixie Baglioli dribbled it out. Head here for Union Springs. Kassler still in the game, one of the lone seniors here. A lot of young talent on this Union Springs team. Jumper from the right side. A long three for the Wolves. Died there and then popped out of bounds. Coach Callett making sure he gets everybody in here in the last few minutes of this ball game. Tough for some of these seniors knowing that it's going to be their last game, you start this time of year to see some of those tears, and it's always the sad thing. Unitico will work it in down the right side of the floor here with Riley Himes. Now leaving for Gracie Tilt on the right low block. Tilt a little up and under. Got caught in a tough spot. Shot won't go, and we'll have a traveling violation on Union Springs. It'll keep it with Unitico. Well, everybody will have to make a mid-week trip to TC3 if you want to go watch Unitico in the semifinals. They pass it inside on the out-of-bounds play for Jaden Gore. Another JV call-up. Gets her first basket on the varsity level. The future of the Spartans here with coming up on a minute and a half to go in this fourth quarter. Straightaway shot here for Union Springs won't go. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Wolves. We'll have to decide where we're going to go, Coach, next week. We'll have the Class D semifinals. We'll have the Class C semifinals. And we'll see if Oneonta Boys maybe are still going, as they have a game tomorrow in the Class B bracket. We did their game on Wednesday. They looked very good.
They play at home against Shenango Valley, correct?
Yep, they play at home against Shenango Valley at 6 o'clock tomorrow if you want to get up to OHS to watch them. Very fun team with a lot of young players, a lot of sophomores. Making a big contributions for them. Jumper in the corner for Union Springs is in and out. It was halfway down. Rebound for Gore there of Unitico as we hit just about 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Unitico on top 44-15. Spartans working it around here, and they were trying to get a shot for Riley Himes. The bench was about to explode if she hit that, but she just came up a little short. Union Springs to the high post. Now they'll kick it right side. Another jumper buckled off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Unitico. 40 seconds left. A lot of ties between these two programs, as I know Coach Callen and Coach Bertzel for Unitico do a lot of AAU things together. So even though these schools are 2.5, maybe 3 hours apart, certainly a lot of connections between the two. And they'll be playing some basketball together during the travel season at times. Spartans have it with Ivy Tice. We're down to 15 seconds left. Here's Gore. Down low on the right low block. Header pass intercepted. And Union Springs with one last push with 10 seconds left. They'll look to get a shot off on the far side. It's a little short rebound for Unitico, and that's going to do it. 44-15 is our final. And Unitico is heading on to the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals next week. All right, we'll be back with the postgame show. Unitico wins here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Unitico as the Unitico girls, the 4 seed, defeat 5 seed Union Springs 44-15, and they'll move on, and it looks like they will probably get Watkins Glen at TC3 next week. That game will be on February 27th. The time is still to be announced. Everybody on God's green earth will want to know the time immediately, but we won't have that for probably until Monday, so you'll have to wait for the time. But scoring summary here, first for Unitigo, 15 points at the game high for Lizzie Kraft, 10 for Harley Bertzel, 6 apiece for Raylan Parks and Bailey McCoy, 2 for Avery James, 2 for Madison Bertzel, 2 for Jaden Gore, and 1 for Caitlin Henn. On the other side for Union Springs, 6 points for Jennifer Dahm, 4 for Allie Parker, 3 for Madison Callett, and 2 for Madison Ward here for Union Springs. It was just not their day shooting the basketball. All right, let's get into our three awards here. Coach, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go with Lizzie Kraft here. 15 points for Lizzie. And I just thought there was a key point early in the game where it was like kind of going back and forth and everybody was finding the groove, and then Lizzie kicked it into gear and Unitigo was off and running.
Yeah, I think in that little spurt she might have scored 6 points, and that was the first 6 points of the game. Kind of got Unitigo out to a 6-0 lead, and from there it was all straight ahead for Unitigo. Like you said, it was not Union Springs night, but Lizzie had a nice game. Didn't get very many shots in the second half, but it was not a game that required her to score a lot of points, but she got a lot of key rebounds and played good defense, so that's a good choice for the award tonight.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Bailey McCoy tonight, 6 points. Bailey is almost always like an all-purpose player as well, but scrappy, does what you need to do, but I thought did a nice job defensively. All the guards did for Unitigo, really, today. Of course, we always like to highlight Madison Bertzel and her scrappy defense as well, but today we'll go with Bailey for the Dynamic Defense Award.
Yeah, there was a little spurt in the second half where she scored a quick 6 points as well, and she always does a good job setting up the team. She's kind of the floor general point guard here for the Spartans, so nice game for her.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Well, she found her shot in a little bit of a spurt there in the second quarter, and Harley Bertzel, with 10 points, will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner today. Again, some key shots in that stretch where they really, you know, kind of spaced it out against Union Springs and really put it away.
Yeah, her two threes there in the first half really kind of gave the Spartans the lead that they wanted to have. And she also did a nice job on defense. I recall several opportunities where she kind of tipped the ball out ahead to herself, got in the passing lane. So a nice game for her. And best of luck to the Spartans as they travel to TC3 for the sectional semifinals.
It looks like, based on our preliminary research, that it could be Unitigo, Watkins, Glen. Green is just about to put Marathon away. We have not heard much on Delhi Moravia. I'm sure I'll get an update here shortly. But it looks like, you know, three of those teams have punched their tickets. Very interested to see that Moravia-Delhi score. I'm sure we'll have that shortly. If you're looking for that information, I will literally have it up on Twitter within the next probably half an hour. And then a little bit later tonight, we'll have everything and the standings updated all on NateLull.com.
And for those of you that are going to go to NateLull.com or to Nate Lull's Twitter page for updates and matchups for the next round, understand, like he said, he does not set the game time.
I don't. I promise.
He does an awful lot for high school basketball in our area, but those game times at TC3 will be set by Section 4, and I'm sure they're not going to be in the office here on Saturday or Sunday, so those game times will probably be released on Monday. So please don't pester Nate for the game times, because it's not like he's holding them back and not releasing them.
Nope.
It's just that they have not been set yet.
What the section likes to do is they wait to see what four teams are in the semifinals, and then they will ask the team that has to travel the farthest distance if they would like the early game, because there'll be two games there for the two semifinals. Most times that team wants the first game, and that's how they will set the time. But again, a lot of that won't happen until Monday. But as soon as we have those times, we will make sure to give them to you. You can also follow the Section 4 Athletics Twitter page And if you want to look at the brackets, they get updated very quickly. Those are all on the Section 4 Athletics website. They've been doing a great job of updating those the same day as the games, and I would be willing to wager that they'll be back up later tonight, at least with the updated matchups, and then we'll have the times as soon as possible. So, yeah, if I set the times, it'd be great, but they don't let me do that. So,
you have enough to do.
I got enough to do, yes, but we'll get everything else updated. We promise you on that. So, all right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Main Street studios in Sydney. Coach, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Morris Boys visiting Charlotte Valley. If you're bored tomorrow and you want to take a drive out to Davenport, it's going to be a whale of a game. I expect that to be a very good game, the 4-5 game between Charlotte Valley and Morris. Both teams made it to the league championship. Of course, Morris won the Tri-Valley. Charlotte Valley, one point loss to Courtright in the Delaware League game. So, you know, that's going to be some good games coming up in the D boys bracket. So, thanks again, Coach.
Oh, thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at Charlotte Valley.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night and your Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow night out in Charlotte Valley. Again, final score here. Unitego girls move on with a convincing 44-15 win over Union Springs. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We will see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
Today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Someone comes along and tries to love you like I love you. Don't know what I do. Don't want to lose you.
Everything fades.